You are listening to The Centropic Oracle, an audiobook podcast of science fiction and fantasy short stories that make you think and feel. Visit our website at www.centropicoracle.com for more stories and links to this author's other work.
In the Emptiness of Anger by D.A. D'Amico. Could you link me a GPS beacon? I'm lost. Chandrika Kure spoke from between clenched teeth. The thin gash on her right leg oozed, blood seeping in to stain the hem of her white linen sari. Chandrika managed the pain through her input link, but her overlay should have smoothed the obstruction, subtly guiding her away from danger. I've pinged your signal. The male voice behind her right ear sounded vaguely annoyed. I place you downtown, directly across the street from your listed residence. Are you sure you're lost? Chandrika glanced around. Everywhere, nature. Nothing human or man-made marred fields of bright crimson poppies. Flowers stretched as far as perfect snow-tipped mountains, broken only occasionally by trim grassy valleys. The scent of her mother's homemade bannies rippled on a light breeze, flavor so intense she could almost taste the soft sweet buns. She missed her mother, wishing they hadn't had that last fight, wishing she hadn't so casually excised the woman from her life. Chandrika had alienated a lot of people lately. Too many. Burning bridges had become a first response, a gut reflex when her anger overwhelmed her better judgment. The overlay made it so easy. She simply replaced the bothersome bits with something better. Do you still need GPS coordinates? Chandrika realized for the first time she'd removed every trace of the sprawling capital city from her overlay. She swallowed, wondering just exactly where she stood and what might lay nearby. Nothing remained except her computer-created landscape, an expanse of beautiful placeholders for the mundane world she'd carelessly covered up. The overlay had been a godsend. It could mask sensory input or enhance existing detail with multiple layers of additional information. A rose garden could be superimposed onto a filthy alley, or a hated rival edited from all her senses, subducted entirely from Chandrika's perception. It had allowed her to sweep her daily stressors under a rug of illusionary beauty, but now she realized she'd blocked the whole real world. Just do it. I've somehow erased my current location and I'm unable to navigate, she said, nervousness creeping with a squeak into her voice. You blanked your own home? The man sounded horrified. How does anyone... Just send me a trail. Why did they always argue with her? Admittedly, excising things from her overlay for the slightest provocation was a bad habit, but she could get it under control. She'd have the technicians reinstall the real world, or perhaps just unblock a few key locations. She'd be more careful next time. It's coming through now. The man's voice sounded more formal, colder. What was his problem? He acted as if nobody had ever gotten carried away before. The poppies beside her withered, stalks browning as they died in rows stretching to the east. Chandrika stepped carefully onto the new path. Her legs still throbbed, and she didn't want to repeat her injury. I think my safety's glitching. I stumbled today. He snorted. No doubt. You've used a tremendous amount of processing power. The overlay wasn't meant to camouflage the entire world.
You've edited it all. Everything.
A new male voice, softer and more accusing.
Why?
And you are? Chandrika tried to keep the anger out of her voice. She felt like a sideshow.
I'm the day supervisor. It's required I attend when there may be an incident.
A small stick of a man stepped in from the corner of her vision. He appeared too young for the large black mustache lounging in the middle of his compact nut-brown features. He held up his left hand, and his name and company identification flashed in bold text beneath his slender neck.
Here are my credentials.
All right, Mamat Singh. The damage is done. What I need now is for you to fix it. She sighed. This was getting tiresome. Was nobody else using the overlay?
For a restoration, you must come to the office.
Singh's image vanished, leaving only his voice.
Use every care, stay on the path, and keep away from anything that moves. Although you can no longer see them, people may still be able to see and interact with you.
Can you make them leave me alone? A crowded and dangerous city of more than 11 million was lost somewhere just beneath her perception, and she dreaded having to navigate it blindly. She took a deep breath, trying to control her nerves. Strangers terrified her.
I can't.
Well, what am I supposed to do if I get too close to someone?
I can give you audio if that'll help.
All of a sudden a horn honked. Chandrika screamed, hopping to the side. She trampled a clump of poppies that felt too soft and squishy to be flowers. A woman yelled, another swore. A cacophony of screeching and barking and crying swirled around her, and she felt sick. This is what she had tried so hard to shut out, but so much worse because of its invisibility. Stop it! Make it go away! Distraught, Chandrika excised the source of the call. The noises stopped. The path vanished. Her tenuous connection with tech support ceased, and she found herself completely alone. Hello? Come back! Cold serenity flowed around her. The exotic scent of foxbrush orchids from the mountains nearby, the soft rush of a stream in the distance, everything perfect and in its place. A breeze blew across vivid red poppies, offering a hint of the path she once saw there. But Chandrika didn't dare move. The rustling became furious, more erratic. Something was coming. Chandrika started to cry. Please, I was just angry. I didn't mean it.
We hope you enjoyed In the Emptiness of Anger by D.A. D'Amico, read by Jill Raymond. If you like this story, please visit www.centropicoracle.com and consider leaving a PayPal donation for them. You can support us on patreon.com/centropicoracle or make a one-time PayPal donation from our website. This recording is copyrighted 2017 by the Centropic Oracle.